So how much of Malcolm Turnbull's security super ministry announcement is about policy and how much of it is about internal politics? Host of the ABC's Insiders program, Barry Cassidy, joined me earlier with his take.
Well, it's both. I think the problem for Malcolm Turnbull is that the policy is very hard to explain and justify, especially when you're tampering with a system that by their own admission is not broken. While the politics, I think, are all too obvious, all roads lead to Peter Dutton, of course. It's said that giving him a mega department to run will keep him busy, that Malcolm Turnbull won't need to fear a challenge from him. But I think it's more about, not so much about keeping him busy, but keeping him happy. Because if you look at what's worked for Malcolm Turnbull over recent months, it's that the two very senior ministers from the right, Peter Dutton and Matthias Cormann, are happy. And while that's the case, Tony Abbott remains isolated and irrelevant.
So do you think that the Prime Minister is responding to pressure from Peter Dutton or from Tony Abbott via Peter Dutton?
No, not so much pressure. I guess on the pressure of ideas, because this idea has been around for a while. But, you know, when you look at the politics behind this, politicians believe that national security is a big vote winner, especially when you're the incumbent, when you're in office. And the frustration for them is that most of the good work, you know, heading off terrorist threats and so on, is covert, it's undercover, you don't really hear about it. Politicians want to identify themselves with this issue, and in part that's why they're tinkering, I think, with this system.
Is Peter Dutton the right person for this super ministry?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, because we've heard a lot about the need for whether or not the super department is necessary. We haven't really had much discussion as to whether Peter Dutton is the right person for the job, because I think the media pretty much across the board has accepted that he is, for this reason, that whenever the issue has come up in the past, his was the only name that was mentioned, and he's the sort of, you know, the right-wing politician on the rise and has had success with immigration and so on politically, as they see it. But I really think that the question ought to be asked, who is best to run a very sensitive and very challenging super agency, because this is the sort of thing that impact on all our lives and our civil liberties. And so do you have somebody who has demonstrated a real thirst for good public policy, a grasp for good public policy, or do you have somebody who plays, and I think it's this a fair description of how Peter Dutton operates, but who plays ruthless partisan politics? You know, in the end, they've gone for Peter Dutton without very much consideration.
How important does it suggest this is then for the PM to keep Peter Dutton on side? I mean, how dangerous is he?
I don't think he's as much a threat to the leadership. It's just we're not so much dangerous either. It's just I think we've seen the real benefit of Peter Dutton to Malcolm Turnbull in recent times, because when he or Matthias Cormann go public and criticise Tony Abbott, it really matters. If Malcolm Turnbull supporters were to do the same thing, it doesn't matter at all.
Isn't there a risk that this sort of manoeuvre actually makes Malcolm Turnbull look weaker?
It depends on whether it works. You know, you think back to earlier this week when he gave that doorstop again on matters of national security, but it was all unnecessarily confronting and sinister because he was flanked by officers in gas masks. Now, I think that's where you have to be really careful that you don't overstep, because then I think people see that for what it is.
So do you think it will work, and how soon will Malcolm Turnbull know?
Probably the easier question to ask is how will we know when it's not working, and that's when the leaks start. If the agencies don't like it, they'll leak. If the ministers who feel dudded don't like it, they'll leak if it all proves too big and too cumbersome. But keep in mind, even before this is established, it needs legislation for some elements of it, and so there's going to be months of negotiation. Some of these top officials from the agencies might be grilled by politicians, so we might even get a better idea of whether this is a good idea, even before it's established.
And politically, that sounds like a risk for the Prime Minister.
I don't know whether they've thought this through properly. It is a risk, and once you open it up to legislation, of course, every other political party that feels they can benefit in some way from this, they'll be in there having a go, you know, the Greens and Labor and the rest of them.
Certainly interesting for us to watch. Barry Cassidy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's the host of the ABC's Insiders program, Barry Cassidy.